This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas ranks 12th nationally in beef cows on farms. According to the Arkansas Farm Bureau, the state's cattle inventory exceeds 1.7 million head, with more than 28,000 farms producing cattle. This week's severe winter weather is putting a strain on cattle growers and threatening their livelihood. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Megan and Kenny Harris look after nearly 300 head of cattle on hundreds of acres across Bohannon Mountain in Madison County. Around 100 cattle are due to give birth, so the timing of the severe winter weather couldn't be worse.
It's been a total nightmare.
Around 24 animals have calved around the last week and a half. The frigid temperatures are putting the wet newborn calves at risk, so the Harrises have been laying out hay to help warm the calves. They've also been moving some of the baby cows into their kitchen, where they can clean and warm them up before returning them to their mothers.
And my kitchen's not very big. I had 6 in there just a minute ago before we was able to take 2 back to mama, and that was a success. That made my heart feel better.
Unfortunately, they haven't been able to save all of the calves. Harris says 4 were already frozen before they could get to them.
One of them, it took us an hour and 45 minutes to pull the baby from the mama, and it was dead. It was already too far gone.
Megan Harris says the situation has been overwhelming, and she hasn't slept or eaten much. One positive result of this week's snowfall is her 16-year-old son has been able to lend a hand with schools closed. Harris and her husband have a lawn and landscape business as well, but caring for the cattle is the biggest chunk of their income. She says they need both businesses to get by, and losing cattle to the winter storm will negatively impact their income.
The way the economy and everything is, the cows aren't exactly worth what they used to be. The feed's high. You know, gas is trying to get high again. So it really digs in the pocket when you lose them.
The cold weather is affecting lots of livestock across the state, not just cattle. Dustin Clark, Extension Poultry Vet for the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture, says the temperature that an animal can withstand depends on several factors, such as the type of animal and its nutrition status. That said, this month's weather has created an unusually rough environment.
I mean, it's hard on any animal outside in record-setting temperatures like we've had. Like last night when it was way below 0.
Livestock are at risk for frostbite, but animals can be protected by having a place where they can stay out of a draft and keep their feet warm. The most critical issue is ensuring they have access to feed and water.
If they've got the food, they're going to eat lots and lots of hay right now. Many of the cattle growers are out supplementing with some range cubes. Others may be using some sweet feed and things like that just to give them a little extra boost of energy. Same thing with those who have backyard hobby flocks. They may boost their chickens with a little treat, give just a little added energy. Now, in the commercial industry, they're on a feeding regimen. It's just a matter of maintaining, keeping those feeders so that they're operational, keeping the water lines from freezing so they have plenty of water, and making sure that they can keep those poultry houses ventilated and keep the warm air circulating with their circulating fans inside the house.
The simple act of eating can help cattle stay warm.
You figure on a cow, you're looking at a body temperature of, say, around 101, 101 and a half. Their rumen is a huge fermentation vat. So the hay and everything that's in there is fermenting. So they're getting quite a bit of heat. But, it's not uncommon in some of this cold weather like this. There might be some little frostbite areas on the cows if they're in the draft, on the tips of the ears, things like that.
As individuals put their own comfort aside to take care of their livestock, Clark says it's important they maintain their own safety.
They got to make sure that they dress in layers when they get out there and go out at the best time they can. They want to make sure it's not too dark. You don't want to be out there in the dark trying to take care of the animals. I know with the commercial poultry growers, they're out in the dark trying to make sure the chicken houses are doing good. But maintaining the grower's safety is very important. Protect your face from the cold with some sort of mask or protect your head. Make sure you dress warmly.
In addition to providing extra food and bedding, Clark advises cattle and poultry growers to be hopeful the cold weather doesn't last much longer. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.